Bagpipes are in here with me, and Giddens, you know, him and Jeremy Law, and I can't say anything. I used to be into this big-time Bauman. I kind of let it go over the last several years, but I used to be into wrestling, man. And what number is this?
This weekend is WrestleMania 42.
42. How many of them they have a year?
Just one a year. Okay. One a year. It used to be a single day event, single night event, really. Now it goes on 2 days, so you got a lot more matches covering about 3 hours a night tomorrow night.
I'm curious to know. You may not know this. You may have to look it up. Who's won the most WrestleManias?
Like the most matches at WrestleMania?
Or don't they have the biggest fight of the night? What's it called?
The main event?
Main event. Who's won the most main events in WrestleMania history? Probably Hulk
Hogan. My guess would be John Cena.
Okay, not Hulk Hogan.
Now, Roman Reigns has apparently recorded the most main events.
He's been in the most main events? Yes. Has he won the most main events?
Let me look.
John Cena, Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns are your top three. And just a question of who's won the most. I would assume Cena, because Cena rarely lost.
The top three are Roman Reigns at 11, Hulk Hogan at 8, and Triple H at 7. John Cena only has 6.
What?
With The Rock.
Triple H?
And that's wins?
No, that shows how many appearances. It didn't tell me how many wins they have.
Oh.
I find that hard to believe that Cena's only been in 6 main events.
All right, so tell me what's going on this weekend.
It's WrestleMania 42.
Where's it at?
It's in Las Vegas, just like it was last year. It was supposed to be in New Orleans this year, but they had so much success last year in Vegas, they decided to do it again. They doubled down, as the slogan has been.
Kind of like you going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
They doubled down.
13 matches over 2 nights scheduled. Saturday, you've got... the first match is going to be including some popular online personalities. You got Logan Paul and I Show Speed in a match. They're tag teaming with Austin Theory against the Usos and LA Knight. There's also an unsanctioned match between Jacob Fatu and Drew McIntyre. And the main event, the match everybody's looking forward to tomorrow night, is Cody Rhodes defending his undisputed WWE Championship against Randy Orton, with the stipulation that if Orton loses, Pat McAfee will leave the professional wrestling business for good. So we'll see what happens there.
So Pat McAfee is rooting for Dusty.
He's rooting for Randy Orton. He's in Orton's corner.
So Randy Orton's going to win, because there's no way they're going to let Pat McAfee leave.
I don't know. Pat wrestling. McAfee's got so much to do, he might not. He might just be trying to get out of it.
That'd be the stupidest thing they could do.
But I don't know. I can see either one of these guys winning this. What do you guys think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't keep up with it. I mean, I know who Dusty Rhodes is.
That's Cody's right. Dad.
And I knew that, and I knew he was the champion, but I don't know who's this other fellow?
Randy Orton. The RKO. You never been RKO before, David?
No. I don't go to that crap.
You never been RKO'd?
You ever seen anybody get RKO'd?
No, I've seen somebody get TKO'd.
It's kind of similar.
Giddens, you should RKO Jeremy when we leave this office.
Hey, RKO him and then C-line him.
C-line while he's on the ground.
C-line around. Emote on him. Remember when we were picking college football last fall? We also picked John Cena and Gunther in his last match, John Cena's last match. Well, Gunther has another match against Seth Rollins. That one's also tomorrow night. But moving on to Sunday, you've got matches such as Obafemi and... Obafemi in his first WrestleMania match.
That's my man right there. Obafemi.
That's what it looks like, David.
It's Obafemi. Obafemi facing Brock Lesnar.
That sounds like something that come out of the Sudan.
Now, this is the one I've always liked stipulation
matches.
He's
from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Close.
He's a big dude.
You never guess where he went to school, David.
Wait a minute. Are you talking college?
Yes, his alma mater.
Georgetown.
The University of Alabama.
Whoa!
Oba Femi.
I'm not pulling for him anymore.
Pulling for Brock Lesnar?
anybody against Tide.
So one of the things I love is stipulation matches, and one of the matches Sunday night is a six-pack ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. It's got some really athletic guys in it, so that one should be fun. Also, the main event.
That's who I want to know. Who's in the main event?
The main event, Sunday night. This is the main event of WrestleMania. CM Punk defends his World Heavyweight Championship against Roman Reigns.
Wait a minute. CM Punk?
CM Punk. He's one of the most famous wrestlers in the world.
Now, but not ever.
He has been for a long time.
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
What does the CM stand for?
Custom made Punk.
His real life name is Philip Jack Brooks.
CM stands for custom made, I'm telling you.
Chick magnet.
Is that what it stands for?
It's what it originally stood for.
Chick magnet.
He was actually, before he got to WWE, he was sponsored by Pepsi, and he has a Pepsi tattoo on him, and he used to do the Pepsi plunge as his finisher, but now he can't do that anymore. He's no longer sponsored by Pepsi.
Yeah, he said that was because he was in a tag team with CM Venom, but he says now there's no meaning behind it.
So who you got in the championship? CM Punk or Roman Reigns?
I'm not taking anybody that's got the name of Punk.
You're going with the OTC?
Who's OTC? I thought it was Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is the OTC.
What does OTC stand for?
The original tribal chief.
The original tribal chief
before he got screwed over.
Give me a tomahawk and a headdress then. I'm Roman Reigns.
You going Roman Reigns? How about Alex? What are you going?
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
He's
going
to increase his number of victories in the
main event.
I feel like I'm in agreement. One of the titles is changing. I think Roman Reigns wins and Cody Rhodes retains. So I think give me Reigns.
So you think Pat McAfee's done with?
I think he's done. I think he's got too much going on.
I still think that
he had a great run in WWE, but I think he's got too much going on, and I think WWE's probably one of his lower paying ventures.
So he just like won't talk about it anymore on the Pat McAfee show or anything. Because I'll be honest, that's like the only time I ever kind of pay attention to WWE is if he's talking about it or he's on it.
I don't know if he'll be forced to not talk about it.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he'll do his in-person thing where he's got to show up and commentate and be on the road when it gets to WrestleMania season, which I think is pretty tough for him these days.
I feel like he fits WWE more than he fits like College Game Day. He's okay on College Game Day, but he can be a little over the top sometimes. For WWE... he can do whatever he wants.
His over-the-top personality was great when he first got into to wrestling, but I think it's I feel like a lot of fans are kind of tired of him in the wrestling realm. So I think he's done.
I think if he got in a battle royal with Nick Saban, he'd lose.
Wow. Do you think he'd lose to Nick Saban?
Yep.
Why?
Because Saban's the king of the show on there.
Oh, you're talking about on College Game Day. I thought you meant in the wrestling ring.
No, I'm talking about in the wrestling ring.
Well, if Nick Saban has Oba Femi on his team, he's winning it all.
Oba Femi.
Did he play football?
I don't think so.
So he just went to Alabama.
He played soccer.
That's what it's telling me. That's what it's all. Well, hold on. It says alma mater.
Track and field. He said he's track and field.
Yeah.
Thank you, world, for the world of technology with these phones.
He transferred to University of Alabama. He majored in studio arts and won the shot put title.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Where did he transfer from?
So first
Middle
he attended,
Tennessee.
No, first he attended the University of Lagos and then relocated to the United States and attended Middle Tennessee.
Where is Lagos?
Nigeria.
I told y'all I was close to where he's from.
Oba Femi.
Alabama uses that NIL money good.
How much NIL do you think he got for shot put?
Oba Femi. For shot put. He got at least 200 grand.
I don't know what kind of money you think Alabama has.
Trust me.
No. No.
They got more money than Carter's got liver pills.
Alabama's begging donors for money for football right now. They're not giving $200K to track and field.
Obafemi.
Track and field, men's and women's combined, might have a shot at $200K total in the program, maybe.
He's getting that because he'd whoop up on him if he didn't get it.
He'd just beat him up.
Yeah. All right.
Challenge him to a WrestleMania match. I'll get my NIL.